With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, and on a Tuesday, Alan, Secretary of State John Kerry, a headline in the New York Times today says the ISIS threat could hasten military action.
This is interesting, considering the fact that all the feedback we've been getting up until now has been we're not going to put boots on the ground. Now, it still may mean that. But what happens is when you're negotiating or when you're doing a public posture, you can tell your enemy that you have limited your actions. So here comes the secretary saying all options are open, and because they're not cooperating, we may end up having to have military action. Does that, in fact, stop your ability to stop them? It's a very difficult situation because now your original credibility that you weren't going to put people on the ground is turned around, and it looks like you are either saying that you're going to do something you're not going to do, or you're changing your mind. And that, of course, is going to be confusing to the American people.
We head to the EPA and the Supreme Court, where a 7-2 decision seems to be a victory for the Obama administration when it comes to greenhouse gases.
Well, you know, the one thing about the Supreme Court is that the 5-4 decisions have been basically in favor of the conservative and the conservative Republicans. No two ways about it. However, when you come to the future of this country, when you come to the ability to keep people healthy and not to put junk into the atmosphere, apparently there has been some rethinking on this by the court, who still say, you know, it's overreaching, the idea that they're stopping the carbon emissions and that they're putting these tough new rules into place, but we're going to give them most, and I'm a little concerned about the most, but most of what they want. So it's as if they're saying, all right, you know, it's legal, but we don't like it. And I'm sure they don't, because I think that the 5-4 number of judges in leading up to all of this has always been, we're working for the people who are opposed to Obama. I'm sorry, there are those people who think that it's all a matter of law, but it keeps coming out 5-4, now on a decision that clearly is right. They're allowing the feds to stop the emissions. They still say, yeah, okay, but it's still overreaching, but we're going to give him most of what he wants. What do you think that tells you?
Do you think it's enough to curb any sort of climate change?
Absolutely. It's exactly the right thing to be doing. Of course, you know, we've got a big world. And this stuff travels. And if the people in China aren't doing anything and we're doing it, you know, that's hardly the stuff of making it all right. On the other hand, I got to say that there comes a point at which the nations of this world are going to have to sit down, and that includes us, and sign a binding agreement which doesn't allow people to do it.